Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's just not that great. It's just not. I mean, I'm a huge MJ fan, but...
Really?
Yeah, but there's more than
this. This song's amazing.
Now, there's some stuff I love, and there's some stuff I think's overrated.
I think you're crazy.
This is good. This is, don't get me wrong. This is good.
This is the furthest thing from overrated.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, there's better. Let me put it that way.
I have such a problem with you right now. Not only did you mar that by talking all over it.
It's all right.
But you're saying... Beat It is overrated somehow.
Well, first off,
that's crazy talk.
I also have bad memories of it from when you guys played that Weird Al Eat It song when I had to eat.
I loved Eat It.
When I had to eat the foods in studio.
I had that tape.
Wow. Come on now.
Man, awesome tape.
Great.
That had Yoda on it, which was a spoof of Lola by the Kinks. A lot of good ones. Man, Weird Al was where it was at, too, at the time. But I mean,
crazy.
For me, as a third grader.
Some Eagles stuff here, John. Derek Gunn reporting it puts up on Twitter yesterday. Now, we've known the Eagles are going to restructure some contracts. There's no doubt. And it sounds like Brandon Graham, you know, might be the first one. Derek Gunn yesterday reporting, I'll read right from his tweet. He says, I'm told Eagles and Brandon Graham are working on restructuring his deal. Now, we don't know what the particulars will be. What exactly financially would be involved in the restructure. What I think is very safe to assume is that for 2022, which would be two seasons from now, either part of Brandon Graham's salary that year or maybe his entire salary would be guaranteed, would be my guess. You know, similar to what the Eagles, you know, had done with Deshaun and what they had done with Alshon before and how, you know, you kick it down the can. You kick it down the road. It's what you do. You push it down the road. So, John, now this gets a little fuzzy for us to discuss because, frankly, we don't know the particulars, okay? We just don't. And there's a huge difference if you're guaranteeing, you know, $4 million in 2022 or if you're guaranteeing, you know, $14 million. Huge difference. Without that specific information at hand yet, John, just your gut feeling on the premise of Brandon Graham at his age, his level of play being a restructured target for the Eagles to free up money in 2021, but make it harder in 2022.
Well, I made the point that we need to just cut bait with these old guys and go with the youth movement because of our financial situation. But if I were to make an exception, it would certainly be for Brandon Graham. And it's unmanageable to pay him $18 million for this year.
Yeah, and he's not that kind of player. He's good, but he's not that.
Yes. So this was the plan all along. They were going to push this further down the road, and, you know.
You know, I actually think this was not the plan, and I'll tell you what I mean by that.
You think they expected to pay him $18 million this year?
No. Here's what I think, actually, they probably are surprised by. I'm surprised by that Brandon Graham is still playing at the level that he's playing at. I bet you when they signed that deal, remember, they signed that deal after 2018. I bet you they were of the mindset that it was more likely Brandon Graham would not be on the 2021 Eagles.
And they'd cut him and save $13 million
exactly.
by designating him a June 1st cut.
Yeah. But to his credit, man, that guy,
that's
possible. I mean, he was probably one of the five best Eagles last year. I mean,
he's been unbelievably durable.
Yes.
Dependable.
Yep.
Now, finally made the... The All-Star
Pro Bowl.
Oh, Pro Bowl. My gosh, what am I saying? thinking basketball so heavy. Finally made the Pro Bowl, and, you know, debatable as to whether or not his sack numbers really merited that. But for us, he is the focal point of that defense. He's the guy that young players can look up to and depend upon. And I do think with a young coaching staff that's just trying to figure this thing out, having a guy like Brandon Graham around does help.
Yeah, so, no question.
Yeah, again, I would make an exception for a guy like this. Well, Brandon Graham is that special to the Eagles.
Yeah, we'll certainly look for everyone's reaction, 215-592-9494. And the idea of the Eagles restructuring Brandon Graham, I know there's some out there that will love it. I have no doubt there's some out there that will be scared of what it could mean. You don't want another Alshon and Deshaun situation. I sure hope no money is guaranteed for 2023. That would be too far down the line. Now, I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, when the particulars come out. So we'll also pose the Twitter poll question of the day, sort of similar in nature to what we're just talking about there. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all pro sports and horse racing at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, we're trying to kind of get inside your heart as an Eagles fan by asking this question. Who do you feel the most attached to that you'd like to see their career end with the Eagles? That they finish their career as an Eagle. A, Brandon Graham. B, Fletcher Cox. C, Lane Johnson. D, Zach Ertz. They have all been massive contributors to the Eagles. They've all, of course, were members of the 2017 team that won the title. They all played huge role in the team that won the title. They are at fairly similar areas of their career. Some differences. Lane Johnson younger than Brandon Graham. But some differences, some similarities, all obviously beloved Eagles. Who do you feel the most attached to? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to the phones. Eagles talk in addition, everything with the 76ers, and what a thrilling win last night. Let's go to Gus in Allentown right now. What's up, Gus?
Listen, Joe from Mayfair, find another team to criticize because Ben Simmons is your quarterback and your middle linebacker on this team, and he ain't going nowhere. The way you measure a player's heart is how much defense do they give you game in and game out. He is the best defensive player in the NBA. It isn't even close. And your buddy Mitchell, who was gaudy and scored those points, when push came to shove, when the game was on the line, he melted down,
he whined,
and he got himself kicked out because Ben Simmons psyched him out on that play.
Incredibly selfish on the
offensive foul. But I'm so tired. You know, Mitchell's a loser.
No,
okay?
He's not a whiner.
And he's a loser.
It was an awful look.
He lost. He lost his cool, and he got kicked out.
And Simmons doesn't.
When your team,
and that's what Rivers appreciates about Simmons that nobody else in this town does.
Yeah. His team needed him, and he wasn't on the court.
He was the winner. Bill Russell was constantly outscored by Will Chamberlain. Who has the rings?
Yeah, but
it's Russell.
But here's the point. In this case, Bill Russell is Joel Embiid, not Ben Simmons.
Actually, Ben Simmons is the Bill Russell of guards. I've never seen anybody play defense like he does as a guard. No one. No one in the history of the league.
I don't agree with that.
This nonsense. By the way, that Joe from Mayfair, Blake Griffin, he can't jump 2 inches off the ground anymore.
If there's one guy you want
from Detroit that could help the Sixers is Ellington, who went to Episcopal.
Yep.
Now, he could help, and they could probably get him cheap.
All right, Gus, give me a great song from the 80s.
Anything by Elvis Costello. I think Clubland's an 80s song. I'm not sure.
All right, man, you got it. Man, Gus fired up, man. Gus tired of the Ben rhetoric around here. Man, he came in hot. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
Yo, so I don't think like we should be the favorites or anything to win, but if you look at how we compare to Brooklyn, there's a very simple path for how we beat them, and it's just Joel goes off, and like, how do they who's covering Joel? Who's covering Tobias? Because if you're telling me that DeAndre Jordan's covering Joel, he's going to score 50. If you tell me that they're going to try to put KD on him, well, then Tobias is scoring 30.
But Colin, well, first off, Tobias doesn't score 30 too often. But remember this, Joel's twos, and sure, he can make some threes. But we saw an example last night, how a team – now, the Jazz didn't win, don't get me wrong. But the difference in threes was staggering. And remember, when Joel's going to – and you're right, he's going to dominate with inside against the Nets. But Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden are going to be banging threes, man. I mean, I'm just telling
you. But not another player on their team can do a dang thing. But, yo, I'm tired of Donovan Mitchell, too. Like, yo, shut up and throw your temper tantrum somewhere else. That dude shot 32% from two yesterday. If he wants to point the finger at anybody, he should point it at himself, man. He's still complaining, probably, that he didn't win Rookie of the Year, even though he was getting paid to play basketball for 2 years at Louisville, while Ben Simmons, his game was regressing, going through physical therapy. I mean, Mitchell just, he's just such an unlikable guy.
This is not the day for me to tell people that Donovan Mitchell is better than Ben because they just don't want to hear it. But it was bad last night, Colin.
I didn't say you were wrong on that.
I know.
He's scary when the ball's in his hand.
The last call.
Not when he's shooting 32%.
Colin, give me a great song from the 80s.
The one where I'm going to give you a challenge on Monday and you hide like you do from a thunderstorm.
I don't know that. What is it? What's that? I know there's a song in there. What's the song? Is it called Thunderstorm or something?
It's called Dunking on Joe DeCamera's Face.
All right. Colin, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. You know that, right?
Wow.
Well, actually, we're not going to see each other because I don't know which one of your 47 schools to meet you behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, you, Mr. Stickler nitpicker, you got that wrong. You will not be seeing Colin tomorrow.
Colin, tomorrow, 12 noon, Beat the Hammer. Be there.
High noon.
Beat the Colin.
All right, Colin.
I'm hoping.
Get out of here, man. That's
man, he was coming after you a little bit.
He's become a pain in my rump.
Your own created. This is a self-created. This is all your fault. You allowed this. You fostered this. You created this.
True, but it's because he was a pain in my rump in that phone call on Monday. So then,
well, if you just had a little thicker skin, you know, it wouldn't be an issue, right?
Well, I mean, I think anyone that listens to our show consistently would agree. I have fairly thick skin. I mean, people come after me, oh, I don't know, like every day, every hour, sometimes every segment. So let a guy bite back sometime. Colin in Washington Township yapped. I yapped. And we agreed tomorrow, Friday at noon, Beat the Hammer. He's the contestant. Right to it. And he does sound like he knows sports. He does. I mean, I give the guy credit. He sounds like he knows sports. And it'll be fun tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Coming up with Donovan Mitchell said after the game. Just nonsensical, ridiculous, and whining, to say the least. What he said about the rest in the league, you'll hear it next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.